This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
Let me continue with this hate mail. I like this. I inadvertently stumbled upon your website. Too much disgust. Now, like I said, that's how you start some hate mail. I was absolutely offended and appalled at the ignorant statements and overall content. This is awesome. I read more than once about, and I quote, legal protection for having intercourse with people of the same sex. Okay. This is wrong on so many levels, but let me just focus on one. The protection, you bigots. Man, they don't get what they want. You don't agree with them, you're a bigot.
Number 5.
The protection, you bigots, is for the rights as humans being to love and to protect us from people like you who are so close-minded and not accepting of those of minority groups. Oh, so if they're just a minority group or whatever it is, I got to accept them? That's how it is? Hey, they're a minority group. They do what they want. So you got to accept them. Well, really? I have to? That's what I'm supposed to do, right? What a wacko. I mean, come on. I'm a bigot because I don't believe and automatically support whatever sexual perversion they want to participate in. And I'm a bigot for not accepting that. And the guy calls me names. Now, who's the bigot?
Number 4.
As with the straight Christian, quote-unquote Christian community, we want equal rights to love someone and spend our lives with someone. Do what you want. And if you do, you do what's right in your own eyes and you serve your flesh rather than God, you'll face the eternal consequences. But one of the problems we have with all this kind of stuff is the grooming that is occurring. They're grooming society and grooming our children. And I have been saying this for a long time, that the LGBTQ alphabet soup stuff, it's going to become oppressive. And if you don't agree with them, you're the bigot. You could lose your job. You could lose finances. If you don't agree and support their sexual perversion.
Number 3.
Now, am I allowed to have my opinion? Well, you'd think I'm allowed to have my opinion, but they don't want me to have my opinion. No, no, no. You can have your opinion, Matt. Just keep it to yourself. But we can have our opinion, and we want you to abide by it. We'll have our opinion, and we're going to make sure that everybody knows about it. But, Matt, you have to keep your opinion to yourself because you're the hypocrite, Matt, not us. We want you to keep quiet, but we want to speak. We want, as a minority, to put our rights and stuff upon you, the majority. We want you to accept our sexual perversion. Yeah, that's what we want, and you're the bigot, Matt. Yeah. The focus here should be just that. It's your impure mind focusing on sex rather than love. You know, people say, oh, you gotta love. It's all about love. Really? Tell me what love is. Tell me what love is. Do people know? I'd love to have a public debate with an LGBTQ person talking about their rights before God, before men, before whatever, and to define what love is. And what's the universal standard that you have by which you say what it is, that you can then appropriate it and say, we're the ones who want love. You don't.
Number 2.
So is it loving then to say, go ahead and participate in your sexual perversion and that it'll bring you eternal damnation? Is that okay? Is that loving to do? Or is it loving to say, look, we're warning you about the consequences of you serving your flesh? Which is more loving? Oh, no, they're the ones who have the right to tell us what love is, right? Yeah, they're hypocrites. Let's go on. There was a time when African Americans were perceived as being unequal members of society, and just as they have, we too will be considered equal. No, it's not an issue of equality with slavery. That's not it. They do this kind of stuff. See, they say because of a sexual behavior. This is a behavior that this is why they have the same persecuted complex as the blacks did when they were slaves. It's not the case. Same thing. For that matter, we already are. So it's time to accept us and respect us. I'm not going to respect sexual perversion. No. Because you've always been here, not by choice. Not by choice? Oh, so you're not responsible for your own actions? But by God's will. God's will is that you sin against him? Whew, man. He created us this way and we cannot change. Oh, man. Talk about lies and ignorance. See, here's the thing. When you take your eyes off of God and you put them upon your own flesh and your own desires, then love becomes oppressive. I love myself, so I'm going to kill the baby in the womb. Yeah, I love that person, so you have to accept my sexual preference. And you have to go to sensitivity training at jobs. But I don't have to go to sensitivity trainings for how to be nice to Christians and not offend Christians by using the Lord's name in vain constantly and pushing your sexual agenda on them and their children in schools and at work and things like that. No, we don't have to do that. No, you have to bend to our needs. Hypocrisy. Lies. No, he did not create you that way. In case you haven't noticed, this is a free world we live in. And one final note, I believe in God and know that he loves me the same. No, he doesn't. You see, you can believe in God, but the devil believes in God too. James 2:19. So what, you believe in God, but are you doing what he says? Are you repenting from the sexual perversion of which you say he approves? The answer is, of course, you're not. You're trying to use scripture and God himself to approve of your rebellion against him. This kind of stuff needs to stop, and we Christians need to speak the way I'm speaking, in truth. And it doesn't mean I hate homosexuals. I've had homosexual friends, bisexual friends, had transsexuals over here at the house. But I'm just telling you that when the people start saying, this is how I'm supposed to behave, now that's a problem. You start telling me how I'm supposed to behave based on what you want, now the gloves are off. You don't do that. You don't have that right.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Goodbye, goodbye, oh, goodbye.
Now I had the time of my life.
I hope you had the time of your life.
It's okay now. Goodbye, my friend.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.